program that we were speaking this morning and hearing about daft.ie and the annual report, which shows that rents are skyrocketing at the moment. The average Kerry rent is €1,159, up €107 from its lowest point. Rents in Munster rose 11.9% year on year, reflecting very low availability. Just 106 homes available to rent on the 1st of August, down 37% in 12 months. The Kerry market, rents were an average 13% higher in the second quarter of 2022 than a year previously. The average rent, €1,159. And that's the way things are, and things unfortunately going in the wrong direction. With the news that we got through the Residential Tenancies Board and owner British Sinn Féin talking about the record number of landlords who are leaving the market, that's obviously a reason, or at least part of the reason, why there are so few properties to rent at the moment, and fueling at least in part the increase in rents. With me on the line to talk about this is Sinn Féin Deputy for Kerry, Deputy Pat Daly, who is calling for urgent action to be taken by the Minister for Housing to address the crisis in the rental sector and address that fleeing of landlords from the sector. Deputy Daly, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry.
The figures aren't good. What are the answers here? What would Sinn Féin propose? I note, out of interest, I note that owner Brain himself was mentioning a change to the tax treatment of landlords.
Yes, well, as you mentioned there, the notices to quit has increased statewide to 1,781. And now there's been a big build-up since COVID, when the rent eviction ban was in place. That's an increase from 841, so more than doubled. Also, rent inflation, as you were referring to, is on a 15-year high, and you mentioned a 13% increase in Kerry. And the amount of notices to quit is, it's getting to frightening levels at this stage, Jerry. Speaking to people who are coming into the office, and also to some of the housing officers in Kerry County Council, there are about three families per week, I understand, in Kerry, who are being made homeless because their notices to quit are expiring. Now, sometimes the notices to quit aren't done in the correct form and they get an extension of time, but that is all coming towards almost a perfect storm at this stage. So, I mean, for example, last month we were dealing with a family who had been 12 years they were in a house and the outskirts of Tralee, and they ended up, because they had to leave the house, the family of two parents and three children ended up in one-bedroom accommodation in a hostel in the centre of town. Now, that was obviously frightening, but more is to come, and Kerry County Council are finding it very, very difficult to cope with this. So, as you asked me, there needs to be some sort of a crisis intervention plan. Dara O'Brien, the Minister, needs to sit down with opposition housing spokespersons. He needs to include the Residential Tenancies Board, representatives of landlords, and come up with some sort of a plan. Obviously, last year we had called for an extra €2 billion to be made available for social housing. The ESRI, of course, agreed with us. The government had disagreed at the time. So that's one thing that needs to be done. There needs to be tax reform. You asked me about the private rental sector. And the in Kerry, we don't have a huge amount of the large scale vulture funds. We have some of it, but buying up massive blocks of apartments and that. But we do have an awful lot of the mom and pop landlords, if you want to call them that, people who inherit houses, people who have a house and maybe they enter into a relationship and they have one house to spare and they're renting it out. And a lot of those we see are leaving the market. Some of them are looking, they see the increased rents, and some houses are on, let's say, €600 or €700 a month. They see the average, as you said, was 1150 per month in Kerry, and they are trying to get rid of the tenants to increase the rents. But there are also ones who just, the tax system, they're just not making any money out of it. It's not feasible anymore. House prices are also, but one way or another, they're getting out of the market. And perhaps it's time in this crisis situation to do something so that,
they stay in the market. Is this a belated recognition on behalf of Sinn Féin that more should be done in this particular area? Like, you've been calling for a 3-year rent freeze on rents for all existing and new tenancies, linking rent reviews after the 3-year rent freeze to the consumer price index, create tenancies of indefinite duration, remove selling family use refurbishment as grounds for termination, and other issues like that, introduce an NCT style certification to ensure compliance with building and fire safety standards. All of those things create an onus and place an onus and disincentivise landlords from staying in the market, surely. Now you're saying, looking at the numbers that are fleeing, you're saying, well, hold on a second, now we need to be a little bit nicer to the mom-and-pop landlords.
Well, there is a crisis at the moment, as everybody knows, and it certainly does bring about a situation where we have to react
But there was a crisis for the last two or three years, and parties on the left have been busy accusing all landlords of charging rack rents and saying rent freezes and price freezes need to be brought in. My question is, are you now realising that actually part of the problem is, you know, those sort of policies being put on landlords, that's why they're leaving?
Well, I think...
And that's why you've changed your position.
The main problem, of course, particularly in Kerry, in the housing situation, has been that 10 years ago, the government at the time stopped building social housing. And that continued in place. All the time I was in Kerry County Council, there was no social housing to any extent being built. They're playing catch-up now. But that is not only affected people who are homeless. It has affected people who are trying to rent. It has affected people who are trying to buy then because the prices of the houses increases. And it also affects issues like multinationals coming to Ireland. They say, from our talks with them, that the main problem with them coming into Ireland is a lack of housing crisis. Okay. and the cost of rent.
In order to solve that, would you support in the budget, if the government does decide to change the tax treatment of smaller landlords, would you support a move like that?
Well, it depends on what comes in, and we'll be presenting our alternative budget next month in advance of the budget, and you can wait and see what we will actually be proposing rather than wait and see what the government would be proposing. But certainly I think that it's something that should be considered, yes.
And certainly would be. Look, one other point, and related to that, we were talking about this in the context of, I suppose, the €50 job seekers allowance that Sinn Féin proposed in your submission to the taxation. We'll hear more about that today when that report comes out. But one listener got in touch with us and said, you know, the reason why some landlords are getting out is anticipation of Sinn Féin coming into power. And figure that you'll bring in new regulations that will be more onerous on landlords. That's one of the reasons they fear Sinn Féin coming into power, that you'll bring in all pro-tenancy and all pro-tenants regulation and hammer landlords. What's your response to that concern?
Well, you see, I've heard that, but from one or two people, but when I've asked them, well, what exactly are you saying that you're concerned about, they haven't had an answer for me. And it's like the report in the Business Post at the weekend about doubling PRSI. We actually didn't call for that. It was a misleading article, and we're dealing with that. And also in relation to the €50 job seekers, we actually, to say that we called for that to be implemented straight away, we actually didn't.
No, and I made that point. It's over time you called for it.
It's over time. And yeah. It was in response to a report by the Vincentians Social Justice, who said that that people who are getting €203 a week are in poverty and there should be an extra €48 because they have fallen below the poverty line. And we said that should be considered. But that was... rightly or wrongly or deliberately or not deliberately, someone said, oh, we're calling for that to be implemented straight away. And similarly, in the Business Post, we didn't say that there should be a doubling of employer PRSI straight away.
But do you feel employers should pay more?
To answer your question, which was in relation to
the concern expressed by a listener saying that people are leaving because they're worried about the policy Sinn Féin will bring in and how they'll affect people who own property.
But where is that in our budget of last year? Where, like, you'll see our alternative budget will be out next year. It's not in our budget last year that we're going to.
Going back to my earlier point, just to outline it, a three-year rent freeze. Link rent reviews after the 3-year rent freeze to the consumer price index, create tenancies of indefinite duration, which we seem to be on the road to anyway, remove the provisions whereby a landlord is allowed to sell family use refurbishment as a grounds termination. All those things is what they're concerned about, surely, is what this listener was talking about. And they're saying that's why, if Sinn Féin gets in, this is what you've promised, And if he delivers, then landlords will lose control of their property. That's perhaps maybe why the listener's suggesting that's why it's leading to at least some of the people leaving.
Yeah, well, again, it's difficult for me to answer a question without knowing what exactly they're speaking about. But I think the concern really of landlords is that they're not going to make as much money on their investment. And if people want to make an investment in property, well, then that's fine. And in the current situation, as I've already said, there should be some sort of extra... Or certainly a look at or reforming the tax system so that they can make money, that they're not falling behind and that people aren't being made, they're being evicted or being made homeless in the current crisis. But I don't think it's fair to say that because there will be tenancies of indefinite duration, which the government are bringing in anyway, that would... You know, landlords, who are any of the landlords groups, what they're interested in is... making a few quid out of their investment and having something sort of a pension when they retire.
Yeah,
that's not what we're chasing. To say, like, there aren't any definite proposals of what we're going to do. The tenancies of a definite proposal, if you had a tenant that is going to be there for the foreseeable future, most landlords will be happy with that.
Okay. All right, Deputy Pat Daly, that's where we're going to leave it. My thanks to talking to us in the programme about that. Give us your view on what Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin had to say in relation to the party's proposals, what they want to do for landlords and what they're proposing in terms of how this crisis would be fixed, calling for the Minister to convene a meeting of all stakeholders to sort the problems and get down to the bottom of it. If you have a view for us on that, we want to hear from you.